This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. It's that time of month again when we take a look at some of the magazines in KL, Malaysia, and what's in them. It's our Magazine Watch segment. Joining us today, Leah O'Hearn. She's the editor of an all-new magazine, Time Out Malaysia Kids.
It's new but old, new but old.
Yes, tell us what that means, because the magazine's official launch is coming soon. So what does new but old mean?
Okay, it is new but old. That's a good description. It used to be an annual guide. So it would come out once a year, packed full of listings, a few features as well. But then we decided, you know, there's so much going on for families. Why don't we make it a quarterly? Okay. So that's what it is. It's now a quarterly magazine. It's already out on newsstands, but we're having the official launch next Friday.
Right. Were you encouraged by, I suppose, really strong response? Everybody saying that they want more information for kids.
Definitely. I mean, out of all of our guides, it tended to be the one that people would talk to us about. And whether they were saying, you know, we really love this feature, or they were asking for something else, you know, we want to find out, where do you find a swim instructor, or where's the best hotel for us to go? So people were always talking to us about it. So we realized that it might be a popular magazine if we really give it a go.
Yeah, sure.
Well, no, I think you're right. I think I see more and more activities. I don't know if it's just the age group of people I'm mixing with these days.
Everybody has kids.
Everyone has kids. Yeah. And I've noticed a lot more things for children in malls, in places like Publica, and in and around KL. There's always something going on every weekend, and a lot of it's last minute anyway. Mm-hmm. So there's no way you could cover it in a yearly magazine.
No, absolutely.
Because God knows how organized we are when it comes to things like this.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's so much going on, and it's very last minute, so it doesn't get coverage in the annual guide. So the quarterly magazine is helping us to cover events, you know, things that are going on in the shopping malls, new classes, workshops, holiday programs, things like that. So that's what we're really looking forward to covering with this.
Is there quite a lot of that information available? I'm just wondering, or is there quite a lot of that happening? Although we do see people asking for more, it seems piecemeal. When you look at activities for children, you probably see a signboard here or an article there sort of thing.
It is out there. I mean, certainly, of course, around holidays, school holidays or big celebrations, you get more going on. But throughout the year, there is quite a range of activities, and not just in KL. I mean, there's plenty going on in Penang, in Langkawi, in Kota Kinabalu, in Kuching. There's a lot out there.
Cool. And so does Time Out Malaysia Kids will cover, well, the entire country?
It will, yep.
Okay,
yep.
So talk to us about yourself. What were you doing before you were editor of Time Out Malaysia Kids?
Actually, I was in Vietnam. I was teaching English, that time to adults, but I've taught a lot of English for kids before. And then I was also scuba diving for 6 months. I was learning to be an instructor.
So why the change? I mean, that sounded like a lot more fun.
I mean, throughout all of that, I've always been a writer and an editor. I've always done freelance sub-editing, freelance writing. So it's always been something that I've come back to no matter what else I'm doing.
So how does the process begin then? Every quarter, or when do you start for, say, you know, we're in June now, for the June issue. Mm-hmm. When did you start preparing for the June issue?
Around 3 months ago.
Okay, and how does that process start? Do you start investigating, or do you get submissions?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I was going to say, I mean, for this first one, actually, the process started a lot
earlier.
We've been talking about it for a long time. So we've been having ideas about what we want to do with it for maybe a year. But we really started in earnest about 3 months before, and the same will go for the next one. So we're actually wrapping up Time Out Penang annual guide at the moment. But next we will start on the Time Out Malaysia Kids for August, September, October. So we will look around, we'll work with the listings that we have for this guide, see what we think should stay, what should we take out, is anything not relevant anymore, or is a new program come up which is so much better. So we work with what we've done previously and add to it.
Fantastic. I'm speaking to Leo Hearn. She's the editor of Time Out Malaysia Kids. Out of the Woods, Falls, coming up on BFM 89.9. Good evening. Yes, you're on the evening edition with Caroline and Uma. We're joined this evening by Leo Hearn. She's the editor of Time Out Malaysia Kids, once a yearly magazine, now a quarterly magazine that hopefully will give parents, things for their kids to do.
Hopefully we'll give parents things for the kids to do.
No, because it's one of the biggest stresses with parents, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to find things to entertain their children,
yeah.
I guess, weekend after weekend after weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, I think most people now just look on Facebook to see what their friends are sharing,
mm-hmm.
and then try and hop on the bandwagon, right? So let's go into the first issue, Leah. What are some of the major features of the first issue?
Okay, well, our big feature for the first issue is 23 free things to do this summer. So
we're going to love that.
God knows we love that already.
Free things, that's clever. All right, what do you have?
So we looked across the country to see what was out there. I mean, we do have some of the more obvious ones, perhaps. Take a swim at KLCC Park. Take a tour of the Royal Selangor Visitor Centre. That's a fairly popular one.
I think I've done that, yes.
You have?
Yes.
visit the Batu Caves. But we also have things like play ping pong at Avenue K. You can actually do that for free. There is a deposit, I believe, which I think is about 50 ringgit, but you get your bat and balls and go up to upstairs to the fourth floor and you can play ping pong. And then you get deposit back, obviously.
That's fantastic. Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You have one. This is Appease the Chocolate Monster.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes. there is a chocolate museum out in Kota Damansara. It's free, and you can take a tour, and you can see how chocolate's made. Which I think kids would enjoy. I mean, I would enjoy that.
I certainly would.
I didn't even know there was a chocolate museum in Kota Damansara. That's crazy.
Let alone a chocolate tour.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going this weekend. I don't even have kids. That's
I'll
insane.
I'll take you.
And of course, there are the more, I guess, Malaysian touristy type stuff as well. Visit the Batu Caves.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we don't want to leave the tourists out either. A lot of families come to Malaysia and there's a lot for them to do. You know, whether it's going around Bukit Nana, so now the KL Forest Eco Park, that's a good option. Going out and seeing East Malaysia's harvest festivals, they're free. There's a lot of cultural shows, foods people can try.
Free performances is another one that you highlighted.
Yeah, absolutely. Out at Central Market and also at the Malaysian Tourism Centre.
Mm-hmm.
So if you catch it at the right time, you can go and see a free cultural performance.
All these things I didn't know about, Caroline.
Well, we don't have kids.
I live such a sheltered life, yes. Clearly.
Yes. There's also a very interesting feature about the best summer camps. Tell us about that.
Okay.
I think this is great, right? Because it encourages people to go out into nature.
Yeah. I mean, most of the ones we've featured are about going out into nature. There's Our Little Planet. I believe they're based in Singapore, but you can go on the trip from KL. And they'll take you out to Tioman. The kids get to snorkel, they get to do arts and crafts, get involved in performing arts and things like that. So that's quite a varied one, but there's also a turtle conservation project they can get involved with there.
Mm-hmm.
Reef check, the coral reef survey.
Closer to home?
Closer to home, we have the Radiant Nature Camps. They have a couple of camps up in Jandabaik. They've also got some further afield in Johor and Mersing, but they have a range of camps based upon your child's expertise in the outdoors. So,
right.
So your kid can sort of get in on the bottom rung and then learn outdoor skills and keep going.
Very cool. I'm hoping to send my son Uma, who is an expert at, everything engineering and the likes.
Really?
What sort of camp would he would be suitable for him?
Engineering.
Rather difficult one.
Well, we have a couple of DIY camps.
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
In Ipoh and where else? Out in Selangor. Kampung Sri Broga. Sorry, my pronunciation is probably very bad.
That's right. Yeah, Broga. I know where that is.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe for someone with good engineering skills, something that's a bit more DIY is a good option.
Well,
that's
there you go.
I'm sending you off for the weekend.
Thank you very much. I know there's lots more as well. I mean, one of the things is about restaurants with play areas for kids.
Yes.
I don't suppose there are many of those in KL, are there?
There are more and more out there. We tried to feature a few that we hadn't looked at before. So these are mostly fairly new restaurants, like RGB and the Beanhive, or the Tuck Shop at BSC. Both of those have small play areas where they have books, they have small activities that kids can play with while parents sit and have a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah, and also about travel-friendly hotels as well.
Yeah.
Aren't hotels in general, I guess most of the major chains are child-friendly, or am I mistaken?
The major chains, a lot of them are relatively family-friendly, but there are some that are better than others, to put it bluntly. You know, a place like Club Med Cheriting is one of the obvious ones, that, because they've got just
they've got
so much going on.
They've got activities, and yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And they break things up by age group very well as well. So if you have say 3 kids and they're very different ages, then they're going to find something to do there, and they're not going to get bored. We've also got something like the Four Seasons Langkawi, which has more nature themed activities. They've got some ponies now. I think it's from the start of this year. Kids can go rock climbing, I think. What else can they do? They can try out archery. So there's plenty out there.
Yeah. Well, for only problem with the Four Seasons Langkawi is the price.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty cool stuff. It's a great magazine. It looks as though it's for, I suppose, parents as well as kids. You know, at the back, there's actually stuff for kids, like follow the path. There's a path puzzle in there. There's a word puzzle in there. There's a colouring sheet in there.
I know what I'm doing after the show. Leah, though, have you started working on the next issue already?
We haven't, actually.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. We'll have you back to talk about that feature at some point later.
Sure.
Then.
I'm open to suggestions.
That's right, folks. Tweet in your suggestions to @BFM Radio. Leah's looking for a feature for the next quarter's edition of Time Out Malaysia Kids. Now, the official magazine launches next Friday, but it's actually on newsstands already.
It is.
So yep. Parents, go check it out, and you can get some cool ideas on what to do with your kids, so you won't be so lost all the time. See, Facebook's not the only way. Print is alive, folks. Leo Hearn, editor of Time Out Malaysia Kids, thank you so
much. Thank you.
After this, we'll be going to be joined by the editor of Expatriate Lifestyle, Antoine Kamari. I think I've pronounced his name correctly. We will be back after this. BFM 89.9. This is the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. It's our magazine watch segment, and we're joined by the editor of Expatriate Lifestyle. You are not Ian Johnston. What's going on?
No, I'm not.
We've got Antoine Kamari with us. He's the all new brand spanking editor of Expatriate Lifestyle.
Well, brand new. I had a go at it 2 years ago.
So.
Also another new but old.
Just like a Time Out Kids Malaysia, right? Time Out Malaysia Kids. So what possessed you to come back, Antoine?
They were pretty convincing.
I think he means it was a good paycheck, but we'll move on.
Sounds like it.
So tell me, Antoine, how has the magazine changed in a couple of years since you left?
Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, every editor has its own influence to the magazine. I mean, I have to say, when I was there, it was fun, less serious, entertaining, still informative. But Ian did a great job by putting back into the information where it used to be. I mean, the priority was given to information. So,
is that going to change under your leadership?
Oh no, we'll still be informative. Yes, but I hope. But we'll get into a bit of a lighter tone. I mean, I think that's my style.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll get to a bit of a lighter tone in terms of the layout as well. I mean, a couple of things will change in the next couple of months, hopefully.
Right.
So this issue this month, was this something you helped put together, or do you start taking over from the next issue?
I have absolutely nothing to do with this one.
I like that little disclaimer.
It's all Ian's work, and it's a brilliant issue.
So this is the final farewell to Ian Johnston. So yeah. Tell us, the main story, outdoor and adventure, down and dirty with expatriates.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's that all about?
Well, with the team chose 4 expatriates in Malaysia. I mean, one of them is rode from Hungary to Malaysia alone, all alone, on his bike. And he's talking.
Wait, motorcycle or bicycle?
No, motorcycle.
Okay.
That would be a different kind of journey. Okay.
And he's talking about it, and it's pretty interesting, actually, because all his adventures, I mean, he went through Vietnam, I mean, all through Southeast Asia, the Himalayas. I mean, it's quite interesting. It's quite an eye-opener, actually. And, you know, the way he talks about all the challenges that he had to face and how everything was fixed, it makes it sound very, very easy.
Oh, I don't like people like that. That's very annoying.
Makes it sound very...
Yeah. All right. That's the kind of thing that inspires me to think, oh, you know, I could do that, but I can't.
Okay. Yeah. What else is featured in there that you'd like to highlight?
Well, we got, I mean, the three other expats that were selected to be in the magazine, I mean, one of them is Patrick, and he's the brain behind Chem5 in Wanyutama. So he's talking, I mean, and behind
right.
District 21 as well.
Yes.
And he's talking about, you know, all the activities that the kids can do, and not only the kids, but all the adults, I mean, in terms of rock climbing and all this. So it's pretty interesting. And then there are two people who are absolutely crazy. They run triathlon. I mean, they participate in triathlon.
Fantastic.
And especially one is 65 years old and he still does it.
Does he make it look easy?
It doesn't sound like it.
Right. So for those who don't know, triathlon, you swim a whole bunch, then you get out, you cycle, and then you do a marathon.
Yeah. It's like your morning routine, Uma.
Clearly, I've got the body to prove it as well. another big feature in the magazine, of course, is about international schools in Johor.
Yeah.
But we're going to get to that in just a little while. We've got to go to a song right now. We've got Antoine Komar with us. He's the editor of, or the brand new editor, of Expatriate Lifestyle. We've got Happy Hour coming up, the House Martins on BFM 89.9. And this is the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. We're joined today by the editor of Expatriate Lifestyle, Antoine Komar. He's telling us about the features in this month's issue. We were talking about adventuring, getting down and dirty with expatriates, people who are riding motorcycles all the way from Hungary.
You can't get
Malaysia.
The picture of someone cycling all the way from Hungary to Malaysia, can you?
Stuck in my head, okay. Right? But there's also another feature on international schools in Johor. And yeah, we've read a lot about this because obviously they're trying to pull in the crowds from Singapore, aren't they? Because education in Singapore is getting so expensive.
It looks like it, yeah.
So talk to us about this feature.
Well, it's massive. I mean, as you said, I mean, Johor is booming at the moment. And I mean, all the big boys are starting to get over there, you know. I mean, just to name a few, I mean, Marlboro is thriving over there, Marlboro College. And, well, you got Tembe, which just opened a new campus.
Right.
And I think you have, yeah, Fairview as well, Fairview International School. I mean, all this, I mean, just to have these three players in Johor shows that the market is actually booming and that the population in Johor itself is actually getting bigger and bigger. And yeah, they're tapping to the Singaporean market.
What about the expatriate, I suppose, population? Much evidence of, I suppose, people migrating down there?
Well, it depends what you call an expat. Mm. I mean, when you say expat, people immediately think about Westerners or Matsalis. Well, it's not true. I mean, a Singaporean living in Malaysia is an expat,
yep.
You know? So yeah, lots of people are, I mean, the properties there in Sultan Iskandar are bought a lot by Singaporean people. I mean, obviously the purchase power is much higher than than ours. So I mean, the schools there, I've seen the potential for the kids to be there, you know.
And there's lots going on. I mean, there's Pinewood, which is over there.
Yes.
And you know, if we get long term movie projects and television series, people are going to be based there for 6 months.
I'm waiting
longer.
For you to say Legoland.
Well, yeah, Legoland, of course, it's the best place in the world. You've also got a travel feature in this month's magazine. It's the East Coast of Malaysia.
Yes, the secrets of the East Coast. I mean, so we've. I mean, it's we select for the travel Malaysia piece. We select somebody who's in love or who's a regular in certain areas of Malaysia, and this time it was the East Coast. So all the secrets about Perhentian, Kuala Terengganu, and all the not so well known little islands worth discovering on the East Coast.
Well, share a few with us.
Buy the magazine.
Oh, he's not going to give us anything.
I know. Look at that. That's just mean.
Yeah. Okay, if I tell you Rawa Island or Tenga Island.
Okay. Rawa, I've heard of. Pulau Tenga, I don't think I've been to. Rawa looks really, really beautiful.
Yeah, it's pristine waters. I mean, bright white sand, sandy beach, and crystal blue waters. Diving is amazing, apparently, over there. And I mean, it's just a short trip from KL. I mean, it's easy to get there for a weekend, for a longish weekend. I mean, it's perfect.
Very, very cool. So, Antoine, next month is going to be your first baby.
Yes.
Can you give us a hint? Can you tease us as to what's coming up? What
Absolutely.
Can we look forward to?
Yeah, it's the family issue. It's the special family issue.
Very nice. So what are you hoping to cover? I mean,
I need to decide to go.
Our cover story is best of both worlds, basically mixed couples.
Ah, we like those kind of stories.
Yeah,
it's very nice. Now, Antoine, there are two things you wanted to mention, right? There's the Best of Malaysia Awards 2015. So what's that all about?
Well, that's the big thing for Expatriate Lifestyle. Every year for the last decade and a bit more, we've been organizing the Best of Malaysia Awards. It is the it is the only awards voted by the readers. I mean, they nominate their favorite places, mm-hmm. whether it is the best airline, best hotel, best boutique hotel, best romantic stay, best bar. I mean,
right.
What a best touristic attraction. Basically, what they like, they nominate it, and the nominations are open now. The process is open. Once the nomination process is over, the shortlist is elaborated, and then the voting process is on. And the ceremony, I mean the prize giving ceremony will be on the 30th of September, and that's something that the industry players are looking forward to, because there's absolutely no influence whatsoever from anybody. It's just the readers. If they like something, they mention it. If they're not the only ones, I mean the other, you know, and it's completely independent. So that's a big thing for us. And it's really representative of the industry here in Malaysia. So that's pretty. Pretty interesting.
Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting, yes.
Very nice. And of course, every year you do your charity golf tournament as well. I hear this one went really well this time.
Yes. I mean, we did it last month. And it's all about charity. I mean, yes, we got 90 amateur golfers playing at Kota Permai Golf and Country Club. But the main thing is that we raised more than 78,000 ringgit for charities. And it will be equally divided towards them. So that's all very good. I mean, it's all towards the kids. The children in need here in Selangor, mainly in Selangor, and that's that we're very proud and very, very happy of the results. I mean, we had auctions, I mean, the entrance fee and all this, and everything goes to charities.
Congratulations. Well, thanks. Yeah, it's a good job. Well done. Antoine, all the best for your first issue.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to talking about that when that happens. Antoine Komar, the editor of Expatriate Lifestyle. This is the Evening Edition signing off, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.